In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are now on paragraph 6. Last time it was paragraph 5. I said paragraph 6, but mistakes are made. If anything good, it's from God. Anything mistakes, it's my fault. Okay, volume 20. Excuse me. See, volume 12, January 17th, 1921. And we are on paragraph 6. And Jesus just told Louisa about his mother. She, Mary, is the portent of portents. She, Mary, is the miracle of miracles. She, Mary, is the true and perfect crucified. No one is like the Blessed Mother. So Jesus says, I usually act like a master who has two servants. One of them seems an Herculean giant, good at everything. But the other one is short, unable, and seems to be good at nothing. That's us. Not one important service can they do. And if he keeps the soul, that soul that's good at nothing, it is more for charity, more for fun. Now having to send $1 billion to another country, what does this king do? What does this man do? He calls the little and the incapable one and entrusts to that person such a great sum of money, $1 billion, saying to himself, if I give it to the giant, all will fix their attention on him. The thieves may attack him. The thieves may rob him. And if he tries to defend himself with his Herculean strength, he may be wounded. I know that this giant is capable, but I want to spare him of the attacks. I do not want to expose him to the obvious danger. On the other hand, nobody will pay attention to this little one. Knowing this little one to be so incapable, no one would think that I, as king, would entrust such an important amount of money, billions of dollars, to him, and he will come back safe and sound. That's what Jesus is doing with us. You have to understand, what Jesus is doing with us is he knows how incapable we are. He knows that we're the weakest of the weak. He knows that we are the greatest sinners. And he asks us, would you get out of the way and obey? And when we go, yes, he says, I'm going to give you something that I'm going to give to the whole world, but I have to use you. I want to use you because I know that you'll come back safe and sound. The poor and capable one is surprised. That's us. That the Lord would trust him. That's us. That he would have used this giant. And all trembling and humble, the little one goes to deposit the great sum with no one deigning to give him even a glance. So he returns safe and sound to his Lord, more trembling and humble than before. That's what God is doing with us. He's telling us, wait till you see what I'm going to do with this billions. He says to Louisa, what I ask the little children, the holy divine will, is to give me their penny, their rusty penny, and I will give you billions. And what humanity says is, well, if I give you my rusty penny, I won't have it anymore. And God goes, yeah, that's right. I'm going to give you billions in exchange. Give me your human will, and I will give you billions. The human will is filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. It's filled with us. The human will is supposed to be filled with God. We're supposed to be God's image and likeness. What does it mean to live in the divine will? It means to give up your human misery. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That's what God is asking. He's asking us, are you willing to live this abundant life? And he's saying, and when we say yes, he goes, prove it. No more worry. Don't feed the demon worry anymore. No more fear. Don't feel the demon fear anymore. Don't feed it fear. It lives on your fear. The demon of worry lives on your worry. You feed it every time you work. Stop it. Stop feeding it. Stop keeping it alive and you starve it. No, no more worry. Jesus, I trust in you. No more fear. Jesus, I trust in you. It's our confidence in Jesus and Mary. That's what Louisa had more than anything. She trusted God, believed in God, hoped in God, had confidence in God. And God is asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? So Jesus says, this is the seventh paragraph. So I, Jesus, do the greater work that I, Jesus, want to do, the more I choose abject, poor, ignorant souls. That's us. We're nothings. And then when we pat ourselves on the back, God goes, you're doing nothing. I'm doing everything. As St. Louis de Montfort says, God is doing it all. So he's asking us to get out of the way. Trust in him. When Jesus says, I want you to do this, you go, I don't know if I can. God goes, why don't you just say fiat and learn to say yes so I can accomplish what I have planned, not your plans. When I do the greatest work that I want to do, I choose abject, poor, ignorant souls with no outward appearance, which may expose them. The abject state of a soul serves as safe custody, Jesus says, for my work. Now listen to this. This is important. The thieves of self-esteem, the thieves of self-love will not pay attention to him, knowing his inability. So Jesus is saying, you know, I've created you. You're a blank canvas. You're nothing. That's what's so great. I am nothing. God is everything. What we want is we want to begin to live this abundant life. I am nothing. God is everything. The thieves of self-esteem, the thieves of love of self will not pay attention. Okay. When somebody compliments you, it's like, well, thanks. You know, what do you want? I usually say that when somebody says, Father, da, 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 I go, what do you want? You know, why, what do you need? What do you need? It should be water off a duck's back. It's instead of, you know, oh, wow. You know, this is what they say. Who cares? Who cares? We do what God wants. We're only concerned of what God wants. I really don't care. I mean, what's an award? I did when I was years ago, I used to say to this one person mocking, you know, oh, you are so humble. And he'd say, oh, no, you're the humble one. I'd say, no, you're the humble one. He's no, yeah. I says, you're trying to win the award. I'd say, I have the, well, one day he brought me an award. And it says the most humble. So I have it on my shelf. And I do that every now and then. When somebody says, oh, Father, I say, well, you know, I earned this award. It was because of me. And they take that I'm the most humble. It's hilarious because the only one that is humble is God. The only one that is good is God. Remember when the boy said to God, Jesus, you know, good teacher, why are you calling me good? Don't you know that God alone is good? He's seeking, do you understand who I am, Jesus said. Only God is good. And that's the thing that's so beautiful is God is doing amazing things with us. And all we stand back and we just go, it's to fall more in love with him. We're nothings. Just think of the universe. He can hold the universe in his hand. Now think of where our Milky Way is, this little dot over here. Now think of our galaxy, the dot within the dot. And then think of our planet. It's the dot within the dot. We're nothing. God is everything. God can see it's to fall in love with him. He alone is holy. He alone is good. And this is why he says, if you have self-esteem, the divine will is not there. If you have self-love, the divine will isn't there. Why do you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself? Why do we love ourselves? Because God is there. Why do we love our neighbor? Because God is there. It's not, you know, oh well, you're going against the commandment. You got to love yourself. You love yourself because God is within us. We're adoring Him within. So He says, not to pay attention. We have to know our inability, and we, humble and trembling, will carry out the work entrusted by God. What is the work entrusted to us? It's to live in our nothingness. What is God entrusting to us? To live with peace, joy, and happiness. No more worry. To become a victim in the divine will is not to give life. This is the killing, the victim of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. I don't want that anymore. I don't want to live in my human misery anymore. I choose with my free will to live in the divine will. That's what God is asking. Are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to say yes to God? And when we say yes to God, He goes, good, get out of the way. Let me do this. He does it. And that's the most wonderful thing about the divine will. The more that you get into the divine will, the more you can see our Lord, His love, His light, His life in everything that we think, say, and do more and more. I mean, by everything, it's little by little, you're becoming more aware of how much our God loves us, that He'd be willing to bring about this new and divine way of holiness that He has planned from all eternity. He's going to teach us. He's going to teach us a way to live that the saints, if they were alive today, would be envious, if they could be envious. He's going to teach us how to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. Our God loves us very much. He's got great, great plans. But if we have self-esteem, if we have self-love, God says, you're on your own. The one we adore is Jesus, Mary. The one we adore is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The one we adore is what God is, what God wants from us. And it's to have His life reign in us. Yes, we love ourselves because God is within. We love our neighbor because God is within. And God is going to show us His I love you in all of creation, all of redemption, and now with this great gift of the divine will, all of sanctification. We're going to participate in God, in, with, through, and for God, as God lives in, with, through, and for us. Great things are in store. We have to understand these three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. We have to begin to embrace the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa so that we can begin to understand what this great gift is all about. Through this little newborn, God is asking us to participate in this abundant life. She is the channel. She is the way to Jesus and Mary. You want to love Jesus more? You want to love Mary more? Go to Louisa. And this is what we're going to find. So we'll end with a prayer. Nay, the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross, free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for divine healing for all the little children, the holy divine will. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, and that this becomes His command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.